Okay, this is my first podcast. This is actually a work in progress, but I would like to share with you a few things as far as my experience and what this podcast is about. My experience as a student of the martial arts, I studied with my teacher Nganga Mfundisi Tolona for over 40 years. And we would have tea ceremonies from time to time. And during the tea ceremony, we would have a room full of people, and we would sit and we would meditate first to basically clear your mind and to put any wild emotions at ease and to calm your breath. And upon doing that, we would serve tea, because when you drink the tea, it makes you relax. And then we would air different grievances and problems or issues, or share certain joys and happy events. Nevertheless, everything got out in the open. And this created an atmosphere where people could talk and communicate and resolve problems and issues. And during this time that we would be together, it would take, I'd say, about a good hour at least. A lot of things could be addressed. And I'm saying this to say that this is what people need to start doing more and getting back into doing. And it helped a lot. Because when you create that type of harmonious atmosphere, people are calm, and then you see the truth come out of various individuals. Truth meaning how they really feel about certain things and things that they can express. And communication is the key to relationships, not just romantic, but just human relationships every day. One meditation we would do would be called the quiet sitting. And if you don't mind, I'd like to just walk you through it. First, you sit quietly on the edge of a chair with your feet shoulders width apart and your palms resting lightly on top of your thighs or your knees with your back straight. And you would close your eyes and you would breathe in and out of the nose only at your own pace. And during this process, you begin to feel tension slip away slowly and slowly and slowly and slowly. And we would sit here for like 10, 15, sometimes 20 minutes. And after that, everyone would get up and stretch and walk around and shake their legs and arms. And then we would come back to our sitting positions in our original chairs. And then someone would come around and serve tea. Now, what the tea would do is that it would relax you even further. And this is just average beverage tea. This is not chamomile or anything to induce sleepiness or anything like that. Just a plain hot tea. And you'd be surprised as to what can happen and how you feel once you just relax. Now, I don't say relax to the point of forgetting about critical thinking or things that need to be taken care of or business, but just take time, a little time for yourself every day. And then when the next person does that, that's sitting next to you, and the next person sitting next to them does it, and the next person sitting next to them, so forth and so on. Next thing you know, you have a room full of individuals who can communicate with each other, from a different perspective. And this perspective makes it possible to look at each other and oneself without any type of preconceived, influenced by public opinion or social media influences. You see things in their true light, sort of. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm just sharing my experience with you. Pardon me. So, as far as tea, you have various types. You have black teas, and you have green teas, and different types of, you know, some teas are best drank at certain times, you know, of the year. For instance, you know, you can have black teas when it's cold, and green teas when it's really hot, because one is warming and one is cooling. I can drink black tea all year round, basically. It's really good for digestion. Too much green tea can make you have to run to the bathroom a lot, you know, because it's all a diuretic, but yeah, the green tea tends to run through you a lot faster. So back to the subject at hand. So this all helps to calm the spirit, mind, and body. It's just doing these little things, you know, and it helps you to stay mindful of a lot of things that you're not even mindful of. You know, and just something as simple as calming your breath or your breathing can play a big influence on how your entire day goes. So getting back to the tea ceremony, I didn't forget. After this was over, we felt better. You know, a lot of times people will be tense and not even realize how tense they are throughout the course of a day. So there's going to be more on this podcast. This is just an introductory that I'm doing right now. So with that, I hope to have listeners, and stay tuned for more coming at a really soon date. I guess maybe tomorrow or soon. But nevertheless, I'll be back. Stay tuned.